Good evening, this is Reverend Book Burns. Show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the final installment of the Bush series. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, part 5, plus the Halloween special. And tonight is the last show before Erection Day.
What's this one?
So we will have a lot of Bush licking. And all kinds of goodies, a ton of tunes, and all kinds of shit about Bush, plus Bush licking. And we have a book just like that, just for that purpose, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure by Dr. Susan Block, probably the world's foremost expert on cunnilingus and the glories of Bush licking. Going to start off with a very beautiful song by Reagan Youth that we'll send out to the American Christian Taliban that harasses women's clinics and has a lot of 69 behaviors with the Bush regime. By Reagan Youth, this is entitled Jesus Was a Communist.
Now, and that's the news. Well, on Fox tonight, the host grins ear to ear, so excited, almost out of his chair. Liberate Iraq, our resident crusade, cause God blesses America and ain't war great. Well, our guest is a general, retired but so wise. Our latest weapons he's here to describe. Carpet cluster, how about those crews? General, is it true we might pull out our nukes? Coming stimulated, his hormones in a rage. The general leans close to the reporter's face, and he grins as he bellows in no uncertain terms. Nukes are no problem, hey, they're using germs. War fever has gripped the nation. TV networks spread the contagion. If you're looking for a different point of view, we're one voice now, and that's the news. Well, it's a man's job and it's gotta be done. Yeah, a war is hell, but it's gotta be won. We gotta wipe out those terrorists, kill them on the run. We're laying down the law cause we're number one. So tune in next time for our next serving of lies. Watch as our boys drop bombs from the skies. The best entertainment since Saturday Night Live. People are dying, but our ratings are high. War fever has gripped the nation. TV networks spread the contagion. If you're looking for a different point of view, we're one voice now, and that's the news.
Special ed training on a computer for that.
organization to arms production for the benefit of a nation or its destruction. Power is power. It's the law of the land. Those who live for death will die by their own hands. Life is no ideal if you can come to terms. Reject the system which dictates the norm. From dehumanization to arms production for the benefit of a nation or its destruction. It's your choice. Peace or annihilation. Annihilation is too obvious to connect. I'll get the end of war, the dream of death. Annihilation, annihilation, annihilation. Destruction, destruction, destruction. Streets are on fire, death in our way. Stars are withered, bodies are laid. You go on preaching, this summer, while you're paying for sanctions. This is better, annihilation, annihilation, annihilation. Destruction, destruction, destruction. Streets are on fire, death in our way. Stars are withered, see this before. Annihilation is one, that means an end. Armageddon, that war to end the war seat. Extreme event. You want the people locked in your mouth. You wanna talk, don't save your life. Annihilation, annihilation, just the same. Rocket, rocket, gonna fly away.
You heard Crucifix doing Peace or Annihilation. Alice Donut did Halloween from Virus 100, AlternativeTentacles.com. The Offspring did Baghdad from Volume 1 of Rock Against Bush. Charlene Leahy did War Fever. And you can check that out at songsforpeace.org. And began with Reagan Youth doing their incredible early 80s classic, Jesus Was a Communist. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeated Tuesday evenings and Wednesday mornings. And relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is also repeat broadcasted throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Tonight is Lick Bush in 05. That is wrong. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, part 5. And it is also the Halloween special. And it is also the last show before Erection Day. And we'll have a lot to say about that. And not sure if Satan is here to speak or Bin Laden, but they were invited to be live guests since they're so mouthy and have so much to say. So we'll see if they show up later. And I think Marlon is bringing them. And he hangs out with those guys. And going to play so many new tunes. At some point tonight, I want to review the incredible show a couple of nights ago of Bad Religion, Rise Against, and From First to Last in Philadelphia. And I'm going to play tracks from at least two of them. We have some live recordings of early first wave hardcore Philadelphia incredible legends, Autistic Behavior. We have some live tracks from them. We have an old speech from the late 80s towards the end of his life from Abby Hoffman at the height of the Reagan Daddy Bush nightmare, and a good speech that seems appropriate for the occasion, and some other Halloween songs, and of course it wouldn't be Halloween without the Misfits, a song for the drunkards who were fathered by George W. Numbnuts Bush. And, of course, as promised, the brand new release that is a musical collaboration. It's not spoken word. It's the new music CD that I believe is out and available now. Just received by the Reverend from Jello Biafra. It is all music, no spoken word, and it's Jello Biafra with the Melvins. And we're going to hear from that also tonight. Future themes on The Reverend Is In include 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, recovery for propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly, delusional higher power, recovery systems, AA and NA, propaganda and alternatives to 12-step, and propagandistic bullshit like the myths of love addiction and sex addiction and porn addiction and internet addiction and television addiction and golf club addiction and whatever the fuck else. Recovery for propagandists, future theme on The Reverend Is In. Psychotherapy for the Bush regime. Pubic property, in which that night, besides the songs and humor, we'll have a thorough and humorous coverage of pretend puritanism and sex negativism from all spheres of life, liberal and conservative, the left and the right, religious bumfucks from Reverend Falwell to the Christian Broadcasting Network, as well as to a certain kind of women's studies programs from all walks of life, and still accepting ideas for the Pubic Property Show, a live exorcism, a possible reverse exorcism, maybe future wedding on the show, another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests, the official opening of the White House corporate brothel, white collar trash. In November, we will have, of course, the sacred annual tradition, Happy Spanksgiving Day. And for Spanksgiving, I believe we're going to have, for the second year in a row, special live guest, Holy Bloody Mary. In December, of course, the annual Reverend Bookburn Holiday Tree and Balls special. In January, another anniversary show. The 4th anniversary show, and right with your ideas. Last year we incorporated everybody's, and we're going to probably have some great requests and ideas from Everlasting Godstopper, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry from Radio Left, and this whoever else feels like contributing. The anniversary show in mid-January, 4th anniversary. And also a January tradition is to celebrate the hardcore porn that is shown on television to tens of millions of viewers every year, with touching and grinding and end zones and tackles and running start, legs wrapping, hugs and bumps and grinds and spanks and love pats. Yes, the Super Bowl. And we will acknowledge that erotica for the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl coming in late January. And probable live guest Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com. And sex writer Laura Riskell, author of the forthcoming book, The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America, and the great LaSara Firefox. All of that is to come when The Reverend Is In. Feedback, ideas for the forthcoming shows, song requests, and any other weird-ass idea you may have, as well as sending me cool articles and what I really love, cool cartoons, or turning me on to cool tunes, or for any reason, right? Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Found all kinds of great shit for the show, and people sent me a ton, and thank you for all of it. And I have a kind of a fun game to for the AN listeners to do, since you love to follow the antics of the craziest motherfuckers from the American Christian Taliban, as well as the Al-Qaeda clones and the anti-abortion movement. Oh, we need some scary music to talk about this. There is one nut job in particular from the Philadelphia area, from the hardcore anti-abortion movement, with links to open supporters of the people who've been bombing clinics for the last 20 years and shooting doctors and other people at clinics. And her name is Tina Krail. Her last name is K-R-A-I-L. Tina Krail. And she and her fellow nutjob spouse, George Krail, are part of Columbus Baptist Church from columbusbaptistchurch.org. Easily the most active and hardcore harassers at present day in the Philadelphia and South Jersey area. And here's the thing you can do for fun, and Atheist Network listeners will love this. Do a Google search from google.com for Tina Krail, K-R-A-I-L. And when you do, be sure to go to the web address for a Christian Taliban site on marriage and family values called Marriage Builders, and read the story about some nutcase that George and Tina Krail put into their home, some guy they were trying to convert into their cult, and you'll see the magnitude of cultism in these circles. When you read the story of this guy and how his wife left him for the criminal that was staying at the Krail's house, and she had a baby with him, and ultimately leading to a success story because they win her back to the cult. But it is hilarious. You are very likely to fall off your chair laughing. It's from Marriage Builders, and that's one of the goodies you get when you do a Google search for Tina Krail, K-R-A-I-L. And then when you're in a pranking mood, go to columbusbaptistchurch.org. And that's definitely some Halloween scary shit. What else is Halloween-oriented? The fundamentalists from the American Christian Taliban, who do a show called Hell House, are now being spoofed and coming near you is a satirical show called Hollywood Hell House. When that shows up near you, don't just go, do free publicity for at least a month for the show, emails, posters, let everybody know, and letters to the media that Hollywood Hell House is coming. It is not only spooky, but absolutely and insanely funny. Some new websites worth checking out. Enjoythedraft.com. Which is excellent. Buck Fush. It's like fuck Bush, but changing the first two letters. Buckfush.com. Enjoythedraft.com. And there was another new one. I can't find it. But be sure to find, to revisit anti-bush.com before the end of tonight, and billionaires for Bush, and it's the numeral 4, billionairesforbush.com. Well, we'll get the one sad news out of the way first. A doctor who's done abortions for over 3 decades has passed away, and he was a very special man. Dr. Richard Ragsdale, age 69, from Rockford, Illinois, passed on this past week, and he was a very brave doctor, and also on the front lines, using a lot of his own money and challenging, even in the Reagan years, with all of their Supreme Court and judicially appointed fucks, financed and legally challenged a lot of the repressive laws that were coming down, and challenged a state law in Illinois, and endured and continued to provide services for women after he and his family received death threats, were stalked at home and at their workplaces, and the children at their schools, and never stopped providing these services despite all adverse conditions, the complete lack of protection from law enforcement, the intense harassment and intimidation, and the expense of the legal challenges of repressive laws that came down after Reagan's Supreme Court buddies honored his going out of office request and ruled on a Webster Supreme Court decision that allowed states to pass repressive laws. Okay. Enough about that. But we honor Dr. Richard Ragsdale. We thank him for his history of bravery and for fighting the legislation of the American Christian Taliban and the assholes in the federal government and White House administrations who actualized their policies and repressive laws affecting millions. And speaking of judicial fucks, in time for the election, just before Erection Day, a Supreme Court justice, yes, Justice Rehnquist, is hospitalized. Now, not to be ageist, but most of these people are over 80, and now one is very ill, and who knows how long this guy's gonna live. Which means he'll have to be replaced by another Supreme Court justice who will have that job for life. And that will be appointed by whoever is being called president, which in this case is a Taliban clone and a complete numbnuts and somebody hostile to all civil liberties, including all reproductive freedoms. So, Justice Rehnquist, ill and hospitalized, just in time to remind you that it is very possible that in the near future at least one Supreme Court justice is going to need to be replaced as they either retire or expire. And I never thought I'd live to see the day that I would be hoping that Justice Rehnquist would be in good health. Okay. And while we're on the subject of law, let's pray for our trial lawyers. Lord, this is clergy from Independent Media in Philadelphia. This is Reverend Bookburn saying, we thank you for trial lawyers. Since we live in a nation where the state and the courts and the legal system favor the powerful, the assholes in the insurance industry, and corporate America and the credit card companies and the wealthy and the powerful. We thank you for the last recourse people have, which is litigation. We thank you for the trial lawyers who give at least the possibility of justice when facing giants. We thank you for the trial lawyers who look after us when the hands of repression crack down. We thank you for the trial lawyers who are the first line of defense against those who fuck with the environment, product safety, and lies in advertising and in the use of drugs for factory farm animals that will later be served to the public. Lord, we thank you for the trial lawyers who make the efforts for justice against corporate America and all other giants a possibility. You are hearing Radio Volta's Halloween collection in the background. Gonna play some songs in a few minutes. Gonna cover a few things and then play some more tunes. Since Erection Day is a couple of days away, there is talk about possible voter fraud and voter controversies, which is very likely because the Bush regime has not only been war criminals, but criminals at home. Every dirty tactic in the world has been intensified this past year. So some people, like Michael Moore, are setting up cameras outside of voting booths, and they're looking for other volunteers so they can do a head count of how many people voted and then see if that tallies against what was actually counted. And Michael Moore has also released two new books, Will They Ever Trust Us Again? Letters and emails sent to Michael Moore from soldiers in Iraq, as well as the Fahrenheit 9/11 reader. And I believe there's a section for teachers who showed a film to students. All of this stuff is at michaelmoore.com, M-O-O-R-E, michaelmoore.com. Cameras to ensure voter integrity. I don't know how they'll pull that off, but they're going to try to prevent another electoral scam like year 2000. And you can also check out his new books. And if there's time, I'll read a killer review of the soldier-related book, Will They Ever Trust Us Again? Both of those books, by the way, are highly recommended. All right, and if we have time, we'll read from the Ten Commandments of Pleasure from the cunnilingus part of the book. A couple of items of good news, and then play some more tunes. The first is that the Rock Against Bush tour slugs forward, and that's from punkvoter.com. Anti-Flag and a lot of other bands playing shows around the country. And from the more commercial music world, there's a tour and an article centering around a number of artists, and you can read about it by Bruce Springsteen, an article entitled No Retreat, No Surrender. It's at truthout.org, and it's also at commondreams.org. And in another musical genre, Eminem has a brand new music video entitled Mosh, an article about which is at alternet.org. And if you can't find a copy of Eminem's Mosh video, which is, to say the least, one of the strongest anti-Bush releases from anybody of any genre, write to me, quail at sjcdc.org, and I'll send it to you. One of the events that's been happening around the country is anti-Bush panty parties. And the Reverend found a website for them. They did Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. They are at Axis of Eve, E-V-E, axisofeve.org, and you can check out Panties Against Bush. And, of course, the legendary, if you're a new listener, the legendary F the Vote, just the letter F, F the Vote, like one word, .com. All right, that'll be stuff you can peruse. And let's see, no more scary songs, because we need to hear from the Asylum Street Spankers, because my favorite drug addicts and alcoholics are from the Bush family. Of course, Noel Bush and the drunkards of George and Laura Bush. And who can blame them, really? Who wouldn't want to be an alcoholic having them as parents? So we don't do this to make fun of the girls. We just do this to acknowledge it and have a little fun with it. Really, we're hoping that they kind of run away from home and work on the next Michael Moore movie or something. This is by the Asylum Street Spankers. It's from the Spanker Madness release. This goes out to the Bush girls. It is entitled Beer.
It's a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat banana. With her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all, and it might sound weird, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 beer. We love beer. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from real beer. Tussin' in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene, and caffeine only makes me mean. Up spray paint ain't so quaint. It gives you headaches and makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I've tried them all, and it might sound weird, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 beer. We love beer. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and screw Madonna. With her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 beer. From real bit, dustin' in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze at you. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene.
Alright, let's play our first Lick Bush song. This is absolutely one of the better licking songs by Ludacris, and it's with special guests Foxy Brown, Trina, and Shauna. This is What's Your Fantasy?
Lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick know what's your fantasy?
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but you gotta let me know what's your fantasy.
You know what I need? Somebody who can come and lick the click. Nice. And a nigga who ain't thinking about a Trina LP, and I make him go and get my shit. We can go from a fly ass Jetta to a coupe de ville, hotel tally ho or the Beverly Hill.
Right.
A real nigga not the run of the mills, come and spank me and make me shoot the kid from the kitchen.
Then you can move me
to the jacuzzi
and out the booty.
Come and do your duty. Me and Fat Dick Ludacris making us a movie. Yeah, naked in a bed of cash, make stuff stuff stutter when I bare my ass.
Yeah, baby, remember about you a thing of the past.
'Cause I'm a bad bitch and I'm off the glass, having sex with Lil Jess, menage a trois. Getting butt wide no matter where we are. Any 500 in the back of the car, in a dark ass cup on the back of the bar. Never walk, never ever wanna leave. Work for me like the league overseas. I want a man to fulfill my needs. Keep my body trembling and buckle my knees.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy?
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, when I wanna. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy?
I wanna do it on the canopy, I wanna do it where your girl gon' see it, get mad at me. I want a nigga that'll grab the weave and turn my eyes Chinese. Tell me, baby, can you handle me? I wanna do it all in your mouth, then I pull the ass out, make it bounce till you pass out. Or we could cut up in the grass and get the neighbors a flag.
Can you tell me who the bad motherfucker now?
Said I wanna take a nigga back to the crib. And I wanna do all the things that I never did. Like a boner, top of the projects getting head. Or you can find me in a drop on dubs in the candy red. I like a nigga when he face down, mouth wide, polo down with them blades on the ride. Keeping the pound with them K's on the side, but it's okay, I'm gonna break something tonight. Get on your knees and I'll show you what's my fantasy. Like up in the coop, tell your bitch she ain't gotta be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes.
Damn,
and
stop.
I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy.
You gotta lick me from my ass to my clit. And you gotta see while I sit on your dick, and I wanna talk some shit while I feel it get stiff. Throw rubber dub up on my tits while I nut on your lips, nigga.
I'm a BK bitch, let her ride dick, ass in his face, cock spread out. Nigga uptown, nigga down south, same old shit, thoughts in his mouth, FOX, call me rough sex. Guess when a bitch get right on the X, get it right on X, fuck him, check, right to the neck. Bitches go right fox, right to the left, they can't fuck, burning his chest. 36 D's, proud on the breast, fast, send him home, not on his breath. How you think a bitch got my rep? 3 mil, still BK to the death, still don't give a fuck, still pose naked, still specializing, hit niggas' faces. Pop magnums by the cases, X5, bitch still spend big faces, big crown, brown, hold first places. You know what you could do, nigga? You could lick me from my ass to my clit. Ever rub a dub up on my tits, blood nut on your lips.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy?
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, when I wanna. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy?
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, when I wanna. You make it so good I don't wanna leave, but you gotta let me know what's your fantasy.
Okay, before we play the legendary Bad Religion, we're going to play the brand new, probably released by now, CD by Jello Biafra with the Melvins, entitled Never Breathe What You Can't See. It's from Alternative Tentacles at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Jello stuff is at Alternative Tentacles, and that includes spoken word and a lot of incredible music releases, benefits, and great compilations. This is either brand new or about to be released. Jello with the Melvins, Never Breathe What You Can't See. This track is entitled, if I can pronounce it right, Plethysmograph.
Here.
I'm hallucinating angels. I'm hearing voices. I'm hearing divine commands. I'm receiving commands from the Creator to kill the infidels and the abortion doctors and the homosexuals and all sex positives and the Marilyn Manson fans. I see Our Lady of Guacamole. I hallucinate statues crying blood. I hear voices and receive divine commands and see holy visions. I hallucinate angels and divine miracles. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. For more information about the George W. Numbnuts Bush faith-based initiatives and other egregious violations of the separation of church and state, check out AU.org, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, AU.org, AU.org, and in Delaware Valley, DVAU.org.
One of the most disheartening things about the invasion of Iraq was that the public, the majority, swallowed the propaganda machine's notion that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with September 11th. But I'm a media junkie, and I finally discovered a respectable publication that also goes along with that. This is the Weekly World News. Here on their cover, Saddam and Osama in love. Now, you might see this picture here of Saddam holding a rose, leaning back into Osama's arms there. I'll just read a couple of paragraphs here. The Pentagon and CIA have found irrefutable evidence to prove that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein are alive and kicking. A sizzling photograph of the doe-eyed evildoers making love in a tent in Pakistan. But don't think all is right in Terrorland just because the world's most wanted war criminals got jiggy with it in their love nest while head-scratching U.S. agencies lost yet another golden opportunity to track them down. According to a CIA source, Saddam is said to have been extremely disappointed in bin Laden's sexual prowess. Openly complaining to bin Laden, "You are like the beak of a hummingbird or straw from the bale, too paltry to bring me pleasure." And isn't it good to get the truth at last? And by the time their tenderness-turned-testy liaison was over, says the source, Saddam literally stomped out of the tent shouting, "I'll call you later, maybe." This is a smoking gun we've been looking for. Proof beyond doubt that... Okay, so as if that wasn't enough, it was one of a series. The next one, Saddam and Osama adopt shaved ape baby. Here you see Saddam and Osama just cuddling this shaved ape baby, you know. A photograph is worth a thousand words. I'll just... okay. Here's a blow-up of that picture in case you couldn't see it in the back. It's such a tender scene. A subhead is, "Animal rights group demands ape be returned." Just 1 month after their gay marriage rocked the world. I must have missed an issue. That one time I forgot to go to the supermarket. Just 1 month after the gay marriage rocked the world, ecstatic newlyweds Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein have adopted a shaved ape baby to make their family complete. And while the news is sure to set terrorists' heart aflutter, the animal rights group that delivered the chimp to a go-between who promised that the nine-month-old was going to a good home say they were lied to and they want the little critter back. But it seems unlikely that will happen anytime soon because nobody, not even the CIA with its Al-Qaeda moles, has any idea where Osama, Saddam, and Robert, their new son, might be. Yeah, you know, they named him Robert. They wanted to give him like a fresh start, you know, not to be tainted. It's unclear whether Osama and Saddam know the baby is a shaved ape. Even.
You heard the Misfits doing I Turned Into a Martian and All Hell Breaks Loose. Paul Krasner did Sodom and Osama from his brand new comedy CD, The Zen Bastard Rides Again, from paulkrasner.com, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R. From the new Bad Religion, The Empire Strikes First CD, you heard Overture and Sinister Rouge. Jello Biafra with the Melvins did The Plethysmograph. Ludacris did What's Your Fantasy with Foxy Brown and guests, and started off with the Asylum Street Spankers doing Beer. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 5. Plus, we're playing a lot of Halloween goodies, and we are trying to make the most of tonight's show, the last show before Erection Day. If it is indeed that, we will know on Wednesday. And covered a lot of stuff. There's a whole lot more. I'm probably cutting out more than half of it. I write mini books for each show. You would think it was going to be 10 hours long and pull out about 50 songs, which, of course, there is no possibility of playing all of them. But that is how the Reverend prepares for these shows, and consequently, we run out of time before half of that is done. Wanted to send positive wishes and healing to Kendra from Radio Volta and Philadelphia Independent Media, who is ill and hospitalized but expected to ultimately be okay. And according to DJ Cindy from Kinetic Cuts on the Wednesday night show at Radio Volta. And do you know anything about Kendra? Like how sick she is? Or you saw Cindy. Oh, tell us about Kendra. Hopefully good news.
I mean, I don't think there's any change in the situation. You know, our DJ Kendra has Crohn's disease. She's hospitalized for Crohn's. Yeah, tell me about it. My dad had Crohn's disease. It's not fun. Anyway, so, you know, her mom's down visiting and stuff. So hopefully she'll be all right. So, you know, whatever the address is to mail stuff here, you can send her cards and well wishes and such.
Okay. Yeah, and Cindy, DJ Cindy is coordinating a lot of that stuff. RadioVolta.org. Good wishes to Kendra. Crohn's disease. That's like a bowel thing, right?
Or like intestinal disorder.
Crohn's disease is a disease that affects the digestive system from the mouth all the way to the lungs.
Damn, you're good.
Not all at the same time, of course. It's a very generalized disease. There's no real specifics about Crohn's these days. Hopefully in the future we'll know more.
All right. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer.
I'm not a doctor. I only play one on the radio.
You play doctor? We'll have to get those volunteers for the Lick Bush specials to come around and...
Yeah, the Reverend has a lab coat now. they have us walking around on his
social workers in lab coats. It's pretty funny. Anyway, yes, the Reverend is a mild-mannered social worker during the week. All right. There is nothing like the Halloween shows of Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com. Her shows, which are audio streaming and video streaming, are uncensored. They're only moderately censored in the cable TV version in the LA and Hollywood systems. But the audio and video streaming is uncensored. It's at Radio Susie link at drsusanblock.com. And she just had a scary sex Halloween special. A re-release of her old article, Fear and Sex. And announced today that her next show on November 6th
is with somebody who set a new world record. Yes, Marlon, a brand new world record was set. It is a rectal. It is a rectal record. Victoria Givens has set a world record in, I'm not kidding, an anal gangbang. She has, this number is unreal, 101. I mean, the Reverend has the coolest, gentlest female doctor in the world and screamed like a crime victim for two fingers, you know, doing a routine medical thing. You know, this woman has had 101. She did that on October 23rd, so that'll be a forthcoming video. Victoria Givens, she will be a live guest on Dr. Susie's show November 6th, as well as those MTV guys from Punk'd who wrote Etiquette for Outlaws and Been There, Done That, which also includes a lot of Don't Try This at Home kind of stuff. And speaking of Dr. Susan Block, one of the best erotic, it's not even erotica, it's more like her sex therapy books, and she is probably one of the better people in the country on that subject. She's the author of The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, we're subtitled Erotic Keys to a Healthy Sexual Life, Dr. Susan Block. She is, besides brilliant, she's fun, she's, everything's warm, friendly, whether it's people who are wild and kinky and multi-partners or just monogamous and vanilla types. It doesn't matter, like everything in the Dr. Susie studios are like, is warm, friendly, everybody's friends, very positive, and the pleasure exploration is just out of this world. And this seems appropriate for the Lick Bush theme from the Ten Commandments of Pleasure. Well, there's like an entire chapter for each of the Ten Commandments. This one is mostly, no, entirely oriented towards men and pleasing their female partners because they need this. This is a subchapter. It's from Commandment 9, Thou Shalt Have Foreplay, and this is like a kind of a sub-chapter entitled Pearl Diving. Marlon, pay attention to pearl diving. Pearl diving, exactly. The center of a lady's pleasure is her clitoris. See Ladies Commandment number 4, Thou Shalt Encourage Her to Show and Tell You How She Likes to Be Touched, page 32. Little Miss Clitty, the precious pearl of her luscious oyster, that cute little Red Riding Hood, centrally located towards the top of the vulva, just over the entrance to the vagina. Hey, lots of guys and some women don't know where the clitoris is, so I thought I'd get a little geography in here. In a purely physical sense, her clitoris, the most intense pleasure point of her body, is the key to her holy grail. Lick it, flick it, suck it, finger it, tap it, stroke it, spank it lightly, play with it, feel how it grows between your lips or against your fingertips. Try new things with it and vary your tongue and finger movements, always paying very close attention to her particular responses. Those responses are signals that tell you how she likes it when what you're doing. For instance, if her legs open up and her tummy distends, or her back arches, pushing her vulva toward your mouth, or if she moans yes, 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 you know you're doing something right. Pay attention to her breathing. It should set the rhythm of your tongue movement. When in doubt, just ask what she likes, as in, do you like that lick, lap, slurp? How about like this, lap, lap, suck, nibble? Though, if she's enjoying it, don't be surprised if she squeezes her thighs around your head and hisses, oh, just shut up and suck. Remember, every lady is different. Some like direct clitoral stimulation. Some prefer for you to focus your licking just above, below, or to the side of her clitoris. Most prefer that you lick first, slowly lapping up and down, not quite licking her clit or her anus or penetrating her labia. Then suck, then nibble. When she's already nice and juiced up, try holding her clit between two fingers and slurping her into ecstasy. A lady's clitoral desires tend to change with her mood and the time of month. Be sensitive to that. Whatever you do, keep it wet. The wetter the clitoris is, the more aroused it is, and the more vigorous you can devour it. Do not try to greedily gobble a dry clit, or you may find yourself on the receiving end of a swift kick in the solar plexus. Remember, lubrication, lubrication, lubrication. Make her clit swell and strain for your tongue. Make her vulva open up and beg for you to enter. Try holding your mouth still, letting her rub up against you. When you feel she's ready, let your tongue dive in between her labia, down into her heated pool, her warm and salty sea. As you can see, you can do a lot to arouse her before entering her vagina with your tongue, let alone your fingers or penis. Remember, the vulva is the door to her pleasure, and the clitoris is the doorbell. A gentleman doesn't forget to ring a lady's doorbell before he enters her pleasure palace. I could read this whole book out loud. The next is, it's the vulva, stupid. We'll cover that next time we do a lick bush kind of show. So that's from Dr. Susie's The Ten Commandments of Pleasure. You can look at this. I see you staring at it. DrSusanBlock.com and in the Block Book section, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure. It's, yeah, that was my present for being a live guest on her show in November 2002. And it was worth it. It was worth flying to LA, and it was so much fun. How to have a togasm. I didn't even fall in love with this book. Okay, that's Dr. Susie. Oh, this article is a must. This is an absolute must. By Jack McMillan, Lucky George, What Ashley Doesn't Know. One of the things George W. Numbnuts Bush would do in his relentless quest to exploit September 11th was hug a young woman named Ashley who lost her mother on September 11th. So, with the whole Bush and Giuliani thing about not only being total numbnut, useless fuckheads after September 11th, but also to exploit it for their political agendas, Bush by hugging little Ashley. Lucky George, What Ashley Doesn't Know by Jack McMillan, in which he is quoted over a dozen times at his elitist campaign speeches for select and chosen crowd. When he speaks to the wealthy donors, he refers to September 11th and the war and the recession as his lucky trifecta. I think that's how you pronounce that. It's a racetrack talk. Have you heard that word, Marlon? Trifecta? It's like your lucky trifecta. It means like when you won. Like you bet on this horse and you won. Like you're now a winner. It's your lucky day. Bush's lucky... Oh, and it's three things. So, lucky trifecta is the war, September 11th, and the recession. So it's like, so does it matter that I plunged into debt, you know, and fucked the economic infrastructure and the environment and everything else? The lucky trifecta. This is at truthout.com. .org. What a great weekend this has been in independent media land. Jack McMillan from truthout.org. Lucky George, What Ashley Doesn't Know. It is a must, and that should be sent around. And if you want to fuck up Bush supporters, in the same way that they're sending links to Nader and whatever else around, send this link to every asshole in your world. Everybody who likes Bush and likes all the stuff that goes with Bush, contempt for the poor, racism, hatred of women and reproductive rights, hatred of gays, hatred of sex positive, hatred of everybody, music fans, whatever. Send them to a site where somebody is actually more extreme than the Bush regime, more extreme than Ayatollah Ashcraft in the Attorney General's office. The Constitution Party at constitutionparty.com. Send that around so all these Bushies will find an even bigger asshole, as inconceivable as that may be, and hopefully vote for that person. All right. And there's more news about the ethics violations, I believe charges, against Tom DeLay. And that's at alternet.org. And be sure to get the book about Bill O'Reilly, The O'Reilly Factor. And that is at 7 Stories Press 7, spelled out, 7stories.com, The O'Reilly Factor. And to see the O'Reilly sexual harassment suit, we don't know if it's real or if it's total bullshit, but to see the sexual harassment lawsuit against Bill O'Reilly, or to see Ann Coulter getting pied, go to The Smoking Gun, one word, thesmokinggun.com. Very talked out. There's more shit to cover, but it'll have to wait. God, the time flew by. It's been a great weekend having fun with Marlon, a great engineer, and I'm going to play another set. I probably have to cut out half of the songs I brought here. Plus, I want to have time to play that Abby Hoffman but an excerpt. This is from the brand new DOA release, and they're on tour now. This brand new release should be out to the public by now, entitled Live Free or Die, on their label, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. And Philadelphians, they are coming in November. From Live Free or Die, this is Fucked Up Bush.
Fucked up! We'll be right back. for all you think it get over.
I started to examine the rising tide of student activism because I knew things were changing. Already in the 2.5 years preceding that, 8,000 students had been arrested on campuses protesting apartheid in South Africa. You have to know that that happened because the media isn't going to tell you. Shantytowns have been constructed on over 100 universities, and 165 have pulled out $6 billion joining the divestment movement. So I said, I'll bet these activist students, a minority to be sure, are going to get involved in Central America. But there's no draft, so how are they going to do it? They're going to do it when the CIA comes on campus to recruit, because that is the war of Central America in the flesh. And now they're marching, 750 students at Louisiana State University. Did you believe it? Blocking the CIA, 100 in Bowdoin College. University of Mass using necessity defense, going on trial. The anti-apartheid movement's still there. University of Texas, 16 students, didn't do so good last week. Necessity defense, got 3 to 6 months in prison. They call for advice. Dear Abby, what should we do? And I give them, proud to be called. I mean, there weren't many people that we could use in the 60s. We couldn't go to, you know, the witch hunts of the 50s, World War II. We would have had to go back to the trade union movement in the 30s. It was lost to us. We had the feeling that it was all new. And though you get the names mixed up and you think it was all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know that something political happened back then. There is the legacy that you can go out and fight City Hall and you can win. There's about 3,000 students out there right now in America that see themselves as organizers first and students second. They see that is their education. That is part of what they want to do in life. They want to stop apartheid in South Africa. They want to stop the war in Central America. They want to make this country so that it's a country that attends to the problems of the least fortunate, not the most fortunate in the country. And I look at my kid, 16 years old. At 13, he brought down a curfew ban, Seattle. Got rock and roll into the park at 14. Now, he works on draft resistance. Came, chained himself to a fence, just like Papa. When I die, he'll inherit the business. I said to him, why are you doing all this? He says, I don't know. We ain't gonna win. Polar ice cap's gonna melt, the tropical forest is gonna go away, take away our oxygen, AIDS is gonna take out half the population, nuclear bombs are gonna go off within 7.5 years, I can prove it to you on my computer. So, wow, where'd you learn how to talk like that? He says, that's just the way it is, that's reality. You're quaint, Daddy, you're a romantic dreamer, something from the past. But he is expressing a certain kind of nihilism that American youth reflect in their music, in their language, the way they dress, in their thoughts, and in their nightmares, certainly. Unattached to the planet, unattached to the past, the present, and especially the future. That's why I say there's a possibility if you don't go out and make the social changes that were begun in the 60s and weren't finished in the 60s, your nightmares might come true and you will be the last generation that you see in your dreams at night. Change doesn't come about through conformists. People take risks like those four students in 1970 that lost their lives right here on this campus. Because they didn't believe that the National Guard had a right to come on and shoot its students. They didn't believe that the U.S. government had a right to lie to its people and to send young people 10,000 miles off to battles. Nothing's changed. Same decisions are there. I urge you to think about this. We need young people in the front because young people have creativity, personal computers, energy. They understand MTV. You take somebody my age. I'm 50. I'll be 51 next year. I mean, God, is he old? Older than my father, I heard people say. They tell you you get wise when you get old. You know what you get? You get hemorrhoids. You don't get these ideas and thoughts when you're middle-aged. It's when you're young that you get your ideas, that you can change things. You're plugged into the cultural communications. You have that one ingredient that is necessary for social change that you can't have at middle age or older. Young people are impatient. They want it now. You need that certain element. So I urge you to think about this. We didn't invent the cry of peace and freedom back then. We didn't write its final chapter. Seize this moment. Go out and make tomorrow better than today. I urge you to just say no. Just say no to dorks like Bork who want to bring us back to the 19th century. Just say no to student apathy. Just say no to apartheid in South Africa. Just say no to war in Central America. Say no to contra-aid. Just say no. Just say no to lying presidents like Ronald Reagan. All right. And just say no when they ask you to piss in the vial. Don't drop your zipper for the gipper. Right on. Test the government, not the people. That's what democracy is about.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, And I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. But I'll warn you when you do one of those, man.
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, October 31st, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. That special asshole is Tom Coburn, Republican, Oklahoma, and GOP senatorial candidate, who is warning us now about the latest menace to the nation. Marlon, do you want to hear the new menace to our nation? As we are now informed by Tom Coburn, lesbians in Oklahoma school bathrooms. I'm not making this up. I can't even make up how stupid this fucker is. But he is warning that with everything happening in the world, Oklahomans should be freaking out about lesbians in school bathrooms. Is he just some guy in a padded room getting shot up with psychotropic meds? Sadly, no, as Marlon says. No, he is, in fact, a person in the United States Congress and a GOP Senate candidate. And as of 2001, thanks to George W. Numbnuts Cokehead Bush, he is co-chair of the President's Advisory Council on HIV and AIDS, making funding decisions regarding AIDS education, AIDS prevention, AIDS materials. This raging homophobe, this delusional abstinence pusher, and general retardation, and now issuing warnings to attempt to further perpetrate hysteria by saying, beware of the lesbians in the Oklahoma school bathrooms. Tom Coburn, you are Asshole of the Week. Alright, enough of the sound.
You know how the stereotype goes about homophobes the real vehement ones are just afraid of their own homosexuality. This is just an anecdote. So I won't name who it is, but there's this guy I used to know. He's a real jerk. And he wasn't like a huge homophobe, but he was pretty much of a jerk about, you know, complaining about the gays this, the gays that.
You can name him.
No, I'm not going to name him. But anyway, he's getting hormone injections these days.
Is his name Pat Robertson?
No, but he stole my motorcycle trailer.
Then name him. Is his name John Ashcroft or Tommy Ridge?
No, I don't.
John Street?
No, I really don't want him emailing me.
Sister Bay? I know it's one of these people that we're talking about. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Before that, Ghost Dance did Shrunken Heads. Abby Hoffman did Just Say No, spoken word track from Soundbites from the Counterculture release. Philly First Wave Hardcore Legends, Autistic Behavior, did a live version of Test Pattern. Rise Against did Blood Red, White, and Blue. The Phenomenauts did Hot Patootie, Bless My Soul. The Independents did Sword of Damocles, and started off with DOA doing Fucked Up Bush. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 5, plus the Halloween special, plus the last show before Erection Day. And having said that, let's see. I'm going to run out of time at Atheist Network and going to go a little over time at the other outlets. And let's see. So what is absolutely essential before the other station ends? All right. Fuck the security wrap. I was going to talk about the Bin Laden speech and how that was going to be used to prop up Bush. People somehow thinking that a total retard who's creating more world tensions than pretty much any of his predecessors since Reagan is somehow the savior for security issues. But I'll just defer you to the Michael Moore site, michaelmoore.com. And give yourself some comic relief at whitehouse.org and landoverbaptist.org, where you can get the great What Would Jesus Do thong and why they endorse Bush. Okay, we'll do the credits and then we'll play some tunes and cover a little bit more material. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Lick Bush in 04 show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from Professional Life, Lady Pixanne, Sister Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, The Limptic, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian and Lebanese and all North American book burners. Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Learn, the Coffee Goddesses, Goddess Danielle, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Deicide and Genevieve, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia, between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, Mr. Scott, the security computer person, Tara and her partner in crime, Biker Chick, Sandra and Sandra Chica Caliente, Craig from Autistic Behavior, the Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, the people from The Incredible Bad Religion, Rise Against, and The First and the Last Show in Philadelphia, book burners everywhere, and to all Bush lickers, thank you for licking Bush in 2004. May this be the pleasurable fall of a regime. All right, write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. We'll come back to some more material and then some more final tunes. This is Public Enemy, Son of a Bush.
Refrain, the same train, full of cocaine, froze the brain. Have you forgotten? I've been through the first term of rotten. The father, the son, and the holy shit, we all in. Don't look at me, I ain't calling for no assassination. I'm just saying, who voted for that asshole of your nation? Deja Bush, crushed by the head rush when I wrote the bum rush. Saw you salute to the then vice prez who did what Reagan said. And then became prez himself, went for Delph, knee deep in his damn self. Stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral Bush shit. Sorry, ain't no better way of putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free. If I fight for y'all and they get me,
come on.
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a Bush? Son of a Bush is here all up in your zone. You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone. I told y'all when the first Bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust him as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 million party. Come on! He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
The son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Here's the pitch, high and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a Bush? Repeat, ain't that a Bush? Out of nowhere, headed to the hothouse, killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a Bush, ain't that a son of a Bush? Cats doing bids for the same Bush shit that you did.
The farmer.
Serial killer kid, go!
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
The son, the father, the son, the father, the son, and the holy Bush. the father. It's a real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. That shit is wild, that shit is wild. CIA child,
the father.
That shit is wild, CIA child. That shit is wild, CIA child. That shit is wild, CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad. Man,
he's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad.
I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf, so you better not follow me anymore. And furthermore, don't bother any of my friends in Fairyland anymore, because I'll protect them.
George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up. The rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, wisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist. Send them to Guantanamo Bay.
Okay.
So send George Bush a pretzel. Send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
That the pretzel was sent here from Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way. Okay.
You asked me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? past is over.
The Queen, America, to rule the airwaves. Let's stamp McDonald's on our leader's head. He's a small fries in disorder. I'll save the Queen. We're feeling hell and heaven. Got ourselves a brand new death machine. Cause the
man lift, man lift, man lift. And dignity to the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas.
Palestine the Queen, 2% of all the money. The economic terrorists have hijacked our boats and sold our souls for nothing. Planes hijacked and planes that bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
I know what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right. Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. Put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Holiday Queens, Iran and San Francisco. In fact, all the lands on the hairline fracture. They're gonna get hit. They're gonna get hit. Snakes through Vania can hear them hiss. But Muhammad and Christ never died for this. Muhammad and Christ never died for this. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
No, 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 there's not going to be any press conference today. Not in English, not in French, not in Mexican.
Signing up, what better when they're losing votes than to erupt into the united sound of war fever? We need unity now more than ever. We shall only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia slips in. Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them?
Heard Carpet Bombers for Peace doing Allah Save Queens. Daryl Turney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel. And started off with Public Enemy doing Son of a Bush. We are ending Lick Bush in 04 Part 5 and the Halloween special and the last show before Erection Day. And I'm going to give a shout out to Plantard, who is in the UK, and that is like the middle of the fucking night. And also another book burner in the UK, Sunrise in the East. And yeah, I heard that the Leftover Crack CD is fantastic. It is not here, nor in my collection, but it will be. Leftover Crack is available from alternativetentacles.com. Jello Biafra's label. And yeah, we'll get that sooner or later. He mails us stuff than me stuff. We have a request at the end of the show, but I will try to get to that. A couple final plugs and then one final tune, and then we'll go. For the Heart of the Beholder film, you can go to beholder.com. These people are getting endless hatred and death threats and virus attacks. It's daily and it's by the hundreds. And they are determined to not let this film happen. These are people who are like worshiping the delusional Mel Gibson fictional comedy snuff film. So you know Heart of the Beholder is going to be a classic. To get these people threatening death and giving themselves bowel trouble. Heart of the Beholder, forthcoming film, and can be checked out at beholder.com. The Reverend will be casting for his own video projects, United We Stand Erect, The Passion of the Santa Claus, and These Colors Do Come. To support medical marijuana defendant Steve Cubby, go to Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y.com, or Rene Boje's site, ReneBoje.com. Two cases we are trying to support. Remember, anti-bush.com and buckbush.com and michaelmoore.com, and send these links around to people who need information on these kinds of subjects. fthevote.com, fucking to put an end to Bush, especially in the swinger states. And that's enough. And Radio Volta is a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center, phillyimc.org. Independent media will be with you no matter who becomes the leader of the big superpower. If the guy who takes down Bush ends up like a spineless Clinton type, yeah, we will call him on it. And if George W. Numbnuts Moore on Corporate Ho Bush becomes elected for the first time, we will ride it with you. We will help you survive it. We will help you mentally survive it and fight and resist and hopefully bring him to impeachment. And that's not impossible. That's very doable. So, we will see you after Erection Day, right? Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And we will be back next week, no matter what the results of Erection Day. Happy Halloween to you, people of the world. If enough people are naive and deluded enough to believe that it is in their security interests to elect a Hitler clone named George W. Moron Bush, it is no reflection on the entire nation or culture over here. It means that the people who are living with blinders over their eyes are still the dominant force, or at least the most active force. They're not the majority in numbers, but they're the most active and vocal force, and do not hold that against everybody. But regardless, independent media will survive, even if some Nazi fascist gets elected for the first time and keeps Ayatollah Ashcraft and Tommy Ridge and all these other fatherland security buffoons who are shit-canning the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Let's play one last little ditty in that spirit, and I'll see you next week. We're going to play both parts of the song, part one and part two, by The Damned. We'll play this for our UK friends and book burners. British band from the first wave of punk, The Damned. We're going to play part one and part two of mash it up. Good night.
Mm-hmm.